of that is what we do with children, where you get participation trophies and no one wins. Hmm. You know, when my daughter was 3 years old, she was in soccer, and they didn't keep score, but everyone knew. Everyone knew these kids scored, and they didn't. At the end of the game, they didn't announce a winner. There was
You can't have a soccer game without keeping score. Yeah, it's not a soccer game anymore. It's something else.
But the score was kept.
Of course.
It just wasn't discussed.
Well, of course.
It was the strangest thing. Mm-hmm. But this is to treat these little kids because they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, she cried when the other team scored. I'm like, it feels bad when they score, so it feels good when you score. It's very difficult to say that to a three-year-old.
Right.
So but is she going to run hills? Is she going to practice drills so that she feels that good feeling more? And then there's a point where that becomes too far. There's a point where you become an obsessive overwinner, right? And this is the people that want to crush their enemies. Then you become Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
This is the far end of it.
Okay,
and this is what the left is terrified of, right?
Yep.
The idea of the left is the demure, the soft, the people that are kinder and gentler. The idea of the right is the conqueror, the people that, you know, they work hard, play hard, go kick ass, go America, that kind of shit. And so these are the type of people that are going to be crueler. They're going to do what it takes to win. And the people that you would consider that would like equality of outcome are the people that are trying to slow that down. Does this make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's how it lays itself out temperamentally, too.
Psychologically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the motivation for all this.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's, well, and the radical left is compassion gone mad, although it's also envy. Let's not forget about that.
Because, envy.
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, one reason to stand up for the dispossessed is because you're empathetic. You know, and empathy is not an automatic good. This is something we make a big mistake about. We think, well, I'm feeling sorry for you, therefore I'm good. It's like, no, I might be feeling too sorry for you. I might not be demanding enough of you. So, and that's the terrible devouring mother, you know, from a psychoanalytic perspective.
Yes.
Oh, everything you do, dear, is okay. It's like, no, it's not.
Right.
So one of the things that Jean Piaget, the developmental psychologist, he was very interested in figuring out a way out of this, and it's very much relevant to your concept, your talk about athletics. Okay, so imagine this. Because this is also something that points the way to a proper morality, which was actually something that Jean Piaget was very concerned about. He wanted to reconcile the distinction between religion and science. That's actually what drove him, even though people don't know that. He was arguably the world's greatest developmental psychologist. So here's the idea. You know how you tell your kid to be a good sport? You say, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It matters how you play the game. Okay, so I've been unpacking that in my lectures because it's really, really complicated. It's like you tell your kid that and they look at you and they think, well, what do you mean by that? Aren't I supposed to try to win? It's a soccer game. I'm supposed to win. And you say, well, yeah, you're supposed to win, but it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It matters how you play the game. You know that that's right, but you don't know how to explain it to your kid. You say, well, you want to be a good sport. Okay, so imagine this. This is how it works. And this is crucially important. So first of all, life is not a game. Even a game is not a game. Because a game is, most of the time, a game is the beginning of a series of games. So let's say that you're on a soccer team. Well, there's winning the game, but the game isn't the issue. The game is the whole series of games. So maybe the game is winning the championship. And winning the championship and winning a game are not the same thing. And the reason for that is, well, maybe if you want to win a game, the best thing to do is to let your star player make all the moves. But if you want to win a championship, maybe the best thing is for your star player to do everything he or she possibly can to develop all the other team members. That's a different strategy. And the reason it's different is because it iterates across time. Okay, so I'll tell you a quick story. So when my kid was playing hockey when he was about 12 or so, he was in a championship game, just at a local arena, you know. And it was really fun to watch. The teams were pretty equal, which is something that you want, so that everybody can expand their skills while they're playing. And it was like 5 seconds to the end of the game, and the other team made a breakaway and came down, and the guy came down the ice and scored. It was a beautiful goal, and it was 4-3, and that was the end of it, right? And on my kid's team, there was the kid who was the star, and he was a pretty good hockey player. He came off the ice, and he was very annoyed about what had happened. And he smashed his stick on the cement and was complaining about the refereeing and acting as if he'd been robbed. And his father came up, and instead of saying, "Get your act together, kid, that's no way to display yourself after a loss," he said, "Oh yeah, man, you were robbed, that the referees didn't ref right, and you played the best and you should have won." And I thought, you absolute son of a bitch, your ruining your son. And then the question is why? Because his son was the star and was trying to win. Why was he ruining his son? Well, you're trying to train your son not to win the game. You're trying to train your son to win the championship. And so that's a series of games. But then life isn't the championship. Life is a whole bunch of championships. It's a whole sequence of them. And so what you're actually trying to train your son to do is to be a contender in the entire series. And the way you do that is by helping him develop his character. And the character is actually the strategy that would enable him to win the largest number of games across the largest possible span of time. And one way you do that if you're a kid is like, well, what do you want to do with your kid? You don't want to teach him to win. You want to teach him to play well with others. And that's to be reciprocal. So that means to try to win, but also to pay attention to developing the other people around him and not to put winning the game above everything at all times. So then he's fun to play with. And this is absolutely crucial. You can help your kid become fun to play with between the ages of 2 and the age of 4. If your kid is fun to play with, then what happens? Kids line up to play with him. And adults line up to teach him. And if kids line up to play with him, then he'll have friends his whole life. And he'll be socialized and he'll be invited to many games, some of which he'll win, all of which he'll be able to participate in. And if he's fun to play with, then adults will teach him things. And then he wins at life. And so when you say to your kid, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it matters how you play the game. What you're saying is, don't forget, kid, that what you're trying to do here is to do well at life. And you need to practice the strategies that enable you to do well at life while you're in any specific game. And you never want to compromise your ability to do well at life for the sake of winning a single game. And there's a deep ethic in that, and it's the ethic of reciprocity in games. Part of the reason that we're so obsessed with sports is because we like to see that dramatized, you know? Like, the person we really admire as an athlete isn't only the person who wins. We don't like the narcissistic winners. They're winners, and that's a plus. But if they're narcissistic, they're not good team players, they're only out for themselves, then we think, well, you're a winner in the narrow sense, but your character is suspect. You're no role model, even though you're a winner. And it's because we're looking for something deeper. We're looking for that, the manifestation of character that allows you to win across the set of possible games. And that's a real thing. That's a real ethic. It's a fundamental ethic.